As the mighty Cyclopea speaks his heart to us, we offer him our love, our gratitude, our eternal obedience. We do ask him to pour into and around us, as powerfully as we can stand, every activity of the sacred fire in the inner essence that he knows will hold protection of all that is of God within our borders, and then expand it to envelop all that is of God, everything that is constructive throughout the world. And we ask him to take up our music, especially this adoration to the goddess of peace, and turn it in to an ocean of the inner essence of the peace from the great, great silence, and bring the feeling of that peace into everything that lives, till it stills forever everything that is of discord, till that discord is forever consumed. Beloved of the light, as we give an explanation this hour of what your activities are producing from the inner level, I hope you will understand the privilege that is yours and the power you have to set into action these many powers of the cosmic laws, blessing to the earth through the activities of the sacred fire and cosmic light substance. I want to explain something so that each of you knows what is being done when you hold a picture of one or more of the ascended hosts of the cosmic beings, or you hold the picture of a sun presence, the heart presence, or a star presence of these activities from the heights of eternal perfection. Do not ever allow your intellect to say, well, I can't visualize. You are seeing pictures every waking moment with your eyes open or shut, and you are seeing pictures every moment the physical body is asleep. There is at no time that the all-seeing eye of God is not acting through life everywhere. And therefore, when you are in physical embodiment, the control of the power of vision within the mind, or through the what you call the physical sight, through the eyes, your power of vision is acting through you to contact that which is in the world of manifestation around you. Therefore, you are creating and building and photographing upon yourselves some form of life all the time. You have a discriminating faculty. And if you do not refuse to see that which is destructive, then it's going to come into you. And if it be destructive and you take it into yourselves, it's going to destroy you. And you can't fool with the law of energy and vibration. And everything in manifestation is producing an effect upon life, upon substance, upon energy, everywhere. Therefore, it is your responsibility to take control of your mind, take control of your attention, hold control of your feeling, which means the energy of the emotional body, and definitely direct, create, and hold the picture of the perfection you want, and absolute forbid a picture of something you do not want, to come to your attention. Now, you are the deciding intelligence as to what you want to contemplate within your being and world, what you want to manifest in the world around you. Now, the mass habit in the race consciousness of mankind, through doubt and fear, is to consciously and constantly outpicture evil, something that is destructive or distorted or not perfect. Therefore, if you want perfection, you must hold the picture of perfection. Now, this faculty acts, the power of sight acts, through the physical eyes, but it also acts within the mind, because the consciousness of you, your consciousness of life, is the intelligence within you to see that which you want to create or produce in outer manifestation. You even have the expression. When someone explains something to you, your expression is, oh, I see what you mean. In other words, you comprehend. The mind within comprehends what some other intelligence of life is giving you to use within yourselves. Now, the outer world and the infinite universe around you is filled with miracles of perfection, is filled with magnificent manifestation of beauty and the creation of the great cosmic beings who have given their boundless blessings to the mankind of this world to experience in the use of the powers of life, to use all things constructively and go forward to the attainment of the ascension. Now, when your mighty I Am presence sees you are determined to hold a picture of perfection, whether it be for yourselves or the nation or the world, or just to bless life everywhere, matters not. The moment you have decided to hold a picture of perfection, and you make that a habit in the intellect of seeing that picture again and again and again, when you have given a certain amount of the energy of your life into that picture, which is your mental thought form, if it be constructive, then your higher mental body and one or more of the ascended host, the angelic host, will take up that constructive picture and pour into it the substance from the ascended master's octave and the sacred fire of the life of those beings who are assisting you. They will make that thought form or the picture you are holding a living, pulsating creation, a living, pulsating thing in your own atmosphere, like a mighty generator or a storage battery to hold in your atmosphere the ascended master's power of the sacred fire and substance of life, and their directing intelligence, love, and perfection to constantly produce for you that which will assist you to create and produce perfection to bless life. Now, if this be charged with protection, that stands as a living thing in your atmosphere. And you may make that as invincibly all-powerful as you desire. I'm speaking of this all on the constructive side, because when you create something constructive, and by conscious predetermination and habit, give that your life again and again and again, by holding the picture within your world, then you can create a sun presence of that power in and around the physical body. And then the ascended masters of cosmic beings to whom you call will ever add their sacred fire and love and substance, their intelligence from their octave into yours. And that becomes an eternal part of your life stream. That becomes the ascended master's power in you and your world to create and produce greater good. And that is why, in the beginning of this I Am activity, the Blessed Saint Germain said to you, we offer you the use of our ascended master consciousness. So when you want ascended master power or powers to use in the physical octave to produce perfection in this world, then you must hold the picture. And then your higher mental body and we can cooperate, create the sun presence of what you desire, anchor it in and around you, and it becomes the protection around you that will hold protection for all that is constructive. I'm giving this entirely on the constructive side of life, because through habit, you may increase the release of the energy in any particular activity to any degree whatsoever. There's no limit to the amount of energy that you can have to create anything constructive. And if you will demand it be invincible against everything else forever, you will find the manifestations for which you call not only coming into outer physical conditions, but you will find them made invincible against destruction. Then if you stood among the wreck of a world, that which you have created, that is of God, would be invincible and untouched by the destructive activities of mankind's discord. Now you can absolutely hold this invincible sun presence of the purifying freedom of God to this nation, enfolding the nation in a violet flaming sun presence, demanding its invincible protection to all that is of God within your borders. If you will hold this picture and charge it day after day with your life, we too will charge it day after day with our life, our sacred fire, invincible freedom, our sacred fire's love for freedom, our sacred fire's protection of freedom, that life may no longer be bound by the discord of human generation. Habit, my dear ones, is but an accumulation of energy, be it good or otherwise. And therefore, these creative faculties which you have of the mind and the feeling, in which I am extremely interested and am the authority in the mankind of this world you may use at this hour to bring protection to all that is of God, all that is constructive everywhere. So, Blessed One, there's no such thing as a person being without help in this universe. And I want you to feel that tonight with everything you are and have. Don't ever allow a feeling to come into you that you're helpless before destructive forces. Once you know of your beloved I Am presence, once you know you can command with your life and use the great creative word I Am, give the great command of life for God manifestation, for God power, for God perfection, for God control to come into all physical conditions. Oh, if you only knew what power you have to command as we command, you would manifest as we manifest. And I must be that courage for you tonight. It must come. Thank you so much, precious ones. And so long as you command, God made manifest, God will manifest to you. Now you've done plenty of commanding on the negative side of life. You've acknowledged conditions of limitation down through the century. From now on, I ask you, regardless of all appearances, to command and command and command and continue to command in yourselves and around you the God manifestations of ascended master protection and victory over all evil. Now, in doing this, you build a powerhouse in and around yourself of your own life, your energy, which we will amplify without limit until you can be absolutely invincible against everything that is a destructive force. Then you move in the world but not out of it. And yet you have power unlimited to give protection to all that is constructive everywhere. And if you keep the habit established of picturizing only that which is God made manifest, good made manifest, constructive activity made manifest, then we automatically have a free hand to amplify that without limit and give you anything and everything from our octave that enables the power of protection and perfection to hold command and control of all within your nation and all throughout the world. I'm stressing this with all the power you can stand tonight, because the hordes of evil have, through continued misuse of the energy, accumulated more and more power, qualified with destructive qualities and with destructive intent to try to prevent mankind creating the protection and perfection of God that does fulfill the divine plan of life. Now we, in our ascended master octave of life, cannot and will not and do not protect evil. It cannot be. So unless a thing be constructive, we cannot allow mankind to have our energy and our life to produce manifestation down here. But with all the blessings and all the good that has been given to the people of this world down through age after age after age. That good has not been made invincible against evil. Therefore, it has dissolved and disappeared. You are in the cycle now when everything that comes onto this earth in the future, and not too far distant future, must be made invincible against evil, or we cannot get it. So regardless of what conditions you want to see changed in the outer world, when you call forth anything that is good, don't fail to demand it be made cosmically invincible against all evil forever. Then, my dear ones, you will never be caught in the trap of a sinister force to enslave you or deprave you or get you connected with something that is destructive. This of which I speak is invincible protection to you forever by the power of God from our octave of great master. Now, this is what it means to bear witness to the truth and to live to glorify the mighty I Am presence by using it all that is in the universe to produce constructive manifestation that first of all floods you and your world because it's your life. And then, as we sustain and protect and expand that, it gives its blessings to all life around you. And you become a powerhouse. You become a sun presence. You become the master authority and power of the sacred fire of life to create and produce perfection invincible for eternity. And then in your world of change, the quality is ever perfection and the quantity forever expanding. And thus are systems of worlds created. You are a co-creator with the beings in the great central sun. Therefore, you are held responsible for all creative activities of life that touch your life. Do you not see how, because you have free will, you are able to be the master presence that does control conditions in the world around you? Then you can be of infinite help to your nation and infinite help to life. And then as you serve life for your freedom, you know no longer the problems of distress and limitation. You no longer struggle in the discord of mankind's creation, but you stand a powerhouse, a sun presence of the love from the heart of creation, endowed with every constructive activity you could ever desire, and using everything in infinite space at your call, you may create here the perfection that is there. And you go on and on and on with the magnificent powers of mastery and interference you know not longer. This is the divine way to live life, and it begins by your correction within yourselves of your own use of your faculties of creation. And therefore, your first discipline within is the control of your attention. Because without placing your attention upon the source of perfection, the power of perfection, the sacred fire of perfection, the substance of perfection which the light is, and the sacred fire is, unless your attention goes there, holds the picture there, pours the love there, and draws that back into yourself or into your world, unless you control your creative powers, how can you manifest the perfection for which you call? Now, mankind has held the attention upon the miscreations and distress of the outer world. And therefore, the outer self is tied to that distress. If you want your freedom, if you want the purifying freedom of life, your attention must go to your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, and the angelic host. Your love, your feeling, your energy must go to your beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host. Your call must go to the source of the perfection of your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host. You must go back to the source from whence you came, the great central sun, and there the pattern of perfection, there the power of love supreme, there the infinite purity of creation, there the boundless energy of the universe, there the boundless supply of all substance. Can you draw back into yourselves? And then you give your life to the world around you, and it produces only perfection that blesses life. You dwell only within its perfection. You command its expansion. You demand its invincible power against all evil, and you become the great central sun, magnetic raising force, the great central sun magnet's power to raise and raise and raise all you contact into that same great perfection to which you have called, to which you belong, from whence you came, and to which you must return. Oh, the seven mighty Aum are so ready to give you everything. We are the builders of the system. Think you not we can build perfection for you? But you must become one with us. Since we build perfection and you want to build perfection, you must become one with us. And you must build as we build. Perfection does not come from the outer world. It comes from what the world calls the invisible. And yet it is not invisible. It's far more visible than many of your manifestations in the physical octave that are here 1 minute and gone the next. This is the world of eternal change. Therefore, let us change it from its present distress, so far as you're concerned, into the sun presence, the perfection of your mighty I Am Presence, the perfection of the Ascended Master's Octave, the perfection of the seven mighty Aum of creation. These powers are ever within life. We are ever offering them to you. They are seeking an opening. They ever bless and fill all with the happiness of eternity, the mastery of manifestation, and they glorify everything you contact. Can I offer you more? And can the world offer you as much? The world needs this of which I speak. And you are able to give it. You have given much. You can give more. And may I say tonight, you will give more. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, blessed ones, as you school yourselves and set this habit, and you begin to create this sun presence of greater perfection and purifying freedom to life, as you draw more power into yourselves, as you demand more power to purify and free the life around you. We will add to that so your power increases more and more rapidly. But only as you increase it to give it out here can we pour the greater power into you and make you more powerful, make you a more intense sun presence of the greater power from our octave. So the greater power in you of mastery depends on the greater power of blessing that you give to life around you. And there's no substitute for blessing life. This messenger has three times today had a quite amazing experience. And she tries it many times just to see the reaction. People of the outer world, just the general run of people, when she has said, God bless you for a miracle day, there is instantly an awakening, instantly a smile, instantly a response, and she receives, oh, thank you. Now, what do you think is that action to life? Beloved Saint Germain told you in the early days that something very wonderful was established in and around you when you form the habit of just saying, God bless you, and meaning it. As that goes out to touch life, you have no idea the burdens you lift. And it is so easy to do. There's nothing difficult. It's not complicated. But you must desire to give it. And when that is your desire, our desire can be fulfilled in you and through you. And our desire for the world to be free comes more quickly into outer fulfillment. So, blessed ones, there's no substitute for the blessing to life. Just enjoy it. And if you will give it, we can give to you the boundless blessings of our octave, that your world becomes the ascetic master world of perfection. And wherever you abide, you are the magnetic raising power of the great central sun magnet's blessing to life. And when the greater life of the universe is so ready to raise the lesser life into the greater freedom and perfection of the greater realms of activity, there's no excuse for staying and be disturbed, tormenting, traitorous, treacherous, limiting conditions of human discord. So, blessed ones, you are the purifying freedom of the sacred fires love to life. When you use that violet-consuming flame, when you call forth the inner essence of any special activity, when you hold your attention through love to your mighty I Am presence, and you call and call and call to the greater realms of life, the greater perfection and greater power of the universe, you yourself, through the call, become the open door through which we can pour into you and into this world that which needs to come here to raise it out of the clutches of the destructive forces of mankind's own human creation. We create only perfection. We protect only that which is constructive. We give only the good of light. And it is all as free as the air you breathe. Can the world do as much for you? Has the world done as much for you? Then let us do for the world what is necessary now to enable the world to do for the universe around it that which we do and offer and which the cosmic law demands until that hour when all purified manifest the perfection of the ascended masters, great freedom of life, and the great creative activities of the universe go on and on and on in greater magnificence and beauty, greater power without limit, and are made invincibly eternal in the ever-expanding perfection of manifestation. So, blessed ones, I hope I have brought you courage this afternoon. I trust I have encouraged you. And if you will let me have your problems and your struggle, you will find my world a lovely place to live. You will find the great creative activities of the seven mighty Elohim creation, bringing their blessings into you and the world around you. And as builders of the incoming civilization, you will glorify your beloved I Am presence, the mighty Saint Germain that has opened the door to help you through to freedom. And this is what the Master Jesus meant when he said, I am the open door that no man can shut. Because not all mankind put together can prevent you loving your I Am presence in the silence, in your feeling, and using the conscious command of life to produce the perfection that is freedom for all. None can interfere with your free will to do that. And you have been endowed by the great law of embodiment from the great central sun. You have been endowed with the great creative powers of life. And they are yours to use as free as the air you breathe. But you must use them. You must become the sun presence of that eternal perfection that is master everywhere. And then when manifestation of discord appears, if you have gained the momentum of this power in and around you, you can but speak the word and no weapon prospers against you. Be it in mankind, the powers of nature or forces of the elements. Fail not to use that statement. No weapon prospers against the Christ. The Christ is all that is constructive. And if you stand within that, you face and conquer everything unlike it, because it is the master presence, the master authority, the master intelligence, the master command of all the infinite created universe. You surely are not without friends. You certainly are not without hope. And there's no such thing as failure for you if you choose to dwell in my world with me by this conscious command. And I trust you will. Thank you so much. In this few minutes I've been with you, I've given you many secrets of life. And if you will use them, they will teach you of themselves. And as they teach you, you will become that which is master of all. So go forward, use them, enjoy them, and why not take your stand from this hour? That from this hour, by our sacred fire command to life, you are free from all problems, all struggle, all mistakes, all limitations. Why not leave them behind and come with me, please. Thank you so much. I have watched you a long time. I am the all-seeing eye of God. You ever live under the watchful eye of that mighty intelligence, the I Am Presence, the great beings from the central sun, from whom nothing is hidden, who are the masters of all, the givers of all, and the saving of all. So if you care to acknowledge and see and feel the sun presence of our great sacred fire, power of life in and around yourselves, we will dwell with you and within you. And wherever you abide, we will abide also. And where we are, no evil can ever come near you. That is the world I offer you in the midst of the chaos of outer shadows. And in this, you will become the sun presence in which no shadows can ever exist, which no shadows can ever touch. And you will no longer feel anything but the purifying freedom of the eternal light. May my love enfold you and be a garment about you. May the sacred fire presence of the seven mighty Elohim produce for you the manifestations of perfection, indescribable, invincible, almighty for eternity, and let you go forward and hold the balance wherever you abide, and you, facing the light, become the light of the world, and that which you once feared will flee at your approach, and you will no longer doubt the instantaneous answers to your call. So, blessed ones, with all the love, all the good, all the power that is, our perfection without limit, we flood to you this hour. May each of you be a sun presence of its complete mastery over this world, and your purifying freedom lift your fellow man onto the pathway of light, where each one sees the goal under the ascension, and no longer can shadows cross your pathway. I am the all-seeing eye of God to the earth, from whom nothing is hidden, and whom you must one day face. And when you come face to face with that which I am, you will find we are one. In the fullness of that enfolding sacred fire presence and consciousness and intelligence of life, I enfold you under the fullness of your eternal victory in the ascension. And may the peace of that love that passeth understanding go forth from you this hour and still the turmoil of the world wherever you abide. Heal all, give all, and protect all under the fullness of the attainment of the final victory into the ascent of Master's Octave. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, mighty Cyclopean. Thank you, mighty being, for the power of sight, inner and outer, and the power to comprehend that which you have given and that which we may become. Thank you with all our love for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, and to the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, We call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Watch thou between each of us. While we are absent one from another, glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such a sun presence of your victory over all of this world, that wherever we abide, the sun blazes, and life is compelled to be purified, wakened, purified, illumined, and set free in that obedience to the mighty omnipresence and the ascended hosts. That is the attainment of the ascension for all without passing through the chains called heaven. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all that you know we require to make us the sun presence of this power of the sacred fire, that wherever we abide, the shadows of human creation can no longer manifest. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Cyclopea, and to every being who has helped us down through the centuries, accept our hearts, love, gratitude, and obedience for eternity. And to the seven mighty Aelwin, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Choans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Aelwin. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into his distress a sun presence of the victory and power and purifying freedom of the seven mighty Aelwin of creation, take our dominion and put an end to mankind's distress forever. Oh, we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Our beloved, my God, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director. Oh, the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved down in Virginia. Our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible, God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever.
Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be, or have, and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I'm presence, and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence from the seven mighty Aelwin of creation, blaze its inner essence of a violet flaming Christ as of a billion suns, mighty victories, victory manifest, and compel evil to cease to be everywhere forever. Do all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the risen divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire and inner essence, and the visible, tangible, luminous presence of the seven mighty Aelwin of creation, to come forth quickly and do that which they alone can do, till no part of life is bound in human distress for any reason. And we thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the seven mighty Aelwin of creation blaze the sun presence of its inner essence
and continue to intensify it till no thing anywhere can create discord for any reason. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace perfect you. Peace, peace, peace. Give you peace, that you may multiply it for the Prince of Peace forever holds command. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one.